Hi, I'm Ellie Crystal. How are you today? As you know, most of us are going through all sorts of changes. You can get very metaphysical and say, oh, well, they're happening on a cellular level. You can say they're happening on a spiritual level, a physical level, all different levels. As you go through the changes in your life, you know from your studies that you will attract synchronicities to yourself, that's where they come from, that help you move to the next step. Synchronicities are something that your soul brings to you when you're ready for the experience. I watch people on TV talking about, oh, I had this whole lifestyle change. My whole world got turned upside down, and I attracted this synchronicity, and I found this book quite by accident. You know, we know a little better now. We know that these synchronicities are something that we attract ourselves when we are ready for a specific learning lesson and to broaden our range of knowledge about who we are and why we were here. This is the 21st century, and we look at life very differently than we did in prior years. We know we're going somewhere. We know something is going on. And then we look at it from the outside, and then we look at our own lives and our own emotions and our own experiences. Lately, a lot of people, a lot of clients, I'm a psychic reader, have told me that they're bored with life. These are people who have good jobs, they're balanced, they're healthy, and yet they're bored. As this reality is, I call it evolving, you can call it whatever you want, but as this reality that started as light moved into the physical and now moves out of the physical. As this is happening, there are going to be signs, and should we call them symptoms, of change. The signs are everywhere. For example, you see a hawk. You see a dove. You see a bird in flight. Not just once, but suddenly this hawk is there. Two times, and then a few days pass, and you see either that hawk or another hawk. What do? It's easy now. You have a computer. You go to your computer. You look up the symbols and the symbolism of the hawk, which often takes you to Egypt and Horus, and you start to put together the pieces of the puzzle of all that you are. For example, you look at the picture of Horus and you think, that's ancient Egypt. Did I live in ancient Egypt? What were the messages that came out of there? Could I have been part of the priesthoods and the ancient mystery school teachings? And you start to expand your consciousness, not just here in this little bit and flit of a reality, but as to everything you are, who you are, where you are, what you're experiencing everywhere. The little signs and all the symbols are coming. They're coming hard and they're coming fast now. You look up the hawk. You read about it and you say, that's really, really interesting. You make some notes, you save your notes, whatever research you want to do. And then suddenly you discover whatever synchronicity, which is you, brought this hawk into your life is suddenly gone. Why? Because you got the message. It's as simple as all of that, and you know that. Okay, then you go about your daily life, and suddenly something else just keeps coming to you and coming to you, and you wonder. It could be a letter. My goodness, people get letters and numbers and numbers. Number sequences are huge symbols. They see 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. And next year, we're into our 11s. Next year is 2011. And people equate the 11 with so many different things because it is a pattern that repeats over and over and over again. And so you say, well, that is an interesting symbol. What does it mean? And once again, you're set on a journey filled with signs and symbols and synchronicities. The synchronicities, you're always going to say, I see the 11s, I see the 12s, I see whatever. Those you create, okay? Those are created by your soul for you. They can even come in your dream time. That's a very popular time. But just know that these things will repeat and repeat and repeat until you quickly get the message and go, okay, I got it. Your soul and everybody else's soul that is experiencing here in the third dimension is on a journey. Some people call it a journey into awareness, but it is definitely on a journey. You feel it, you know it, your perspective on things that are going on in your life is shifting. You see it everywhere. The signs are there. And what you need to do is put everything into perspective. But just know that if you have it in perspective today, by tomorrow, it'll mean something at a higher level and a higher level and a higher level. Your soul is processing faster now. It's no longer just sitting back and going, okay, go play out your life. Go do your everyday, day-to-day things. Go ahead, go be a human and go learn your lessons and go do this and go do that. No, your soul is going, okay, it's my time now. I'm stepping up. And now we do it my way. And it will continue to bring things to your life. One of the more popular things that people are doing now are tattoos. And you may have one, you may have been thinking of getting one, you may giggle and go, I got one, you know. And tattoos are patterns and they represent things. And when you're guided to put a specific pattern into your tattoo, the colors, the design, the symbology, check it all out and see if you understand what it means. Like a snake is a very popular symbol for a tattoo now. It goes to the Kundalini. It goes to DNA. It goes to 1111, which is also DNA. And it ties into many different things that are going on internally and externally. I'm not saying that you should become overly analytical about every little thing that comes through your life. That's really not necessary. But if the signs are there and the symbols are there, you really should investigate. Now, as this reality is going to shift or evolve or ascend, or you pick the word you want, but as it's going to do this, certain things are going to happen to you. One, you're going to have this feeling of, I'm complete with what I came here to do, or almost complete, okay? Whatever it is that my soul came in here to do is coming to a completion. Or on the flip side, you may say, I have to do something and I better hurry up and do it. I can't wait. I don't even know what it is, but I feel this urgency, this pressing urgency that I have to find it and I have to go out and do it. And it's definitely about helping and healing other people, but what the heck is it? That's for you to discover, okay? It's getting rid of the 3D stuff, things that are unwanted, out of date, just not necessarily in your life, and stepping into the things that are important for your soul's growth. So you will feel, one, I'm bored. Two, I've completed most of what I came here to do. Three, I've got to find something else that's really important that I need to do, and I'm going out to do it no matter what. And then suddenly your life is going to shift and change. There's something about the recession that came in 2008 and how it's affected people's lives and souls. A lot of people have discovered the most incredibly amazing things about themselves, or acted on things that they thought they'd do when they retire, simply because now the opportunity is there. There's no employment. So they say, well, you know what? I always wanted to go out and do some artwork, or I always wanted to do laying tiles on floors and things like that. Just something that they've always wanted to do, so go out and do it. There's more to this recession. It's a very sad thing because it's global, but there's more to this recession than meets the eye. It allows people to find other aspects of their soul. That's one of the signs, actually, not having a job and making a decision. Do I just sit back on my butt and do nothing? Or do I keep looking and searching and going and doing and helping and just making use of the time until a job does come along? Our reality as we knew it in the first decade of the 21st century is not going to be the same. It'll never go back to that. It's not going to be the same. The earth is shifting. The patterns of consciousness are shifting. And more than that, it's how you feel about who you are and why you were here. If you want to write, write. Write your book, write your poem, do that. It's this feeling of whatever I came here to do, I need to find it, and I need to find it now if I haven't found it already. And the feeling of everything else is boring, everything else is mundane, no matter how good or bad your life is, I want to do something I'm passionate for, and I need to find that. And that does not have to do with money. It really doesn't. I mean, it's always great to have money and say, well, my passion is traveling, so I think I'll just pack a bag and travel around the world. Yeah, money helps. But there's other ways, and the symbols, your soul does not need to send you on a trip around the world to show you a flying bird. Envision a beautiful bird up there. Just close your eyes for a minute. This bird represents ascension to your soul. Take a look at it. What kind of bird is it? What is it doing? If you could be joined with this bird, where would it take you? Now let's look at some other symbols that also have to do with ascension. You may see spirits of light. Very common nowadays are the orbs. People see orbs of light. They attribute these orbs to aliens, to spirit guides, to angelic beings, to just orbs of consciousness. They can be any and all of the above. You see an orb. What does it mean to you? You cannot force your soul to see these things. You can't say, soul, bring me the symbols of what I need. Bring me the signs of what I need. It's not done that way. That's like telekinesis, where you say, fork, bend. I command you, bend. It doesn't work like that. The soul makes the decisions when you're ready. And it's for you playing the game in this field of dreams, actually, that has to recognize the symbols and say, I got it. Remember, you always have use of the internet for interpretation. And remember that you cannot create the signs, the synchronicities, and the symbols. They have to come to you. They have to come very naturally. Think about just what's passed in the last few days in your life. Has anything happened to you that's repeated itself? A dream? Another experience? Something you saw on a billboard, perhaps? You saw a message on a billboard, and then, I don't know, you're driving along on another highway and you saw the same message. It's just about being attentive and knowing that your soul has messages to bring you, and then finding some little place to record them. You can put them in a Word document. You can put them on a tape recorder. You can use your cell phone recorder. There's so many different ways to record it. Just write it down on a pad if you'd like, or write some sort of writing pad or journal pad. But whatever it is, the purpose of listening to this today is to understand that there's a lot of emotions and experiences that are going to happen to you now. And they're all part of your soul saying, something is finishing, you're recognizing it, it's in your DNA code, it's filtering into your consciousness, and with that you're going to become more aware. You do raise your frequency from time to time, different people at different times. It's hard to say that a certain alignment will do that for some people and not others. It's just whenever it happens, you may suddenly feel this blast of energy and know you're in another plane, but then you have to come back to third dimension and so forth. None of these things are important. The important thing is your outlook on life. If you're feeling bored and disconnected, and the signs and the symbols and the synchronicities are being shown to you, then just sit back and enjoy the show. If the boredom goes into a lethargy, do not mistake that for depression, because as we know, one too many people are suffering from clinical depression these days, and they're recognizing what their issues are. This has nothing to do with clinical depression at all. This is a soul level perspective that tells you, your soul is telling you, soon you're going back to light. Soon everything in this reality, in this universe, in this consciousness hologram is evolving, and you are part of that. You will hear it, you will get it, you will see it, and you will know it. You will not miss a beat on it. But this particular file is just about letting you know you are not alone in this, and that you will experience the disconnect, but that's perfectly natural and perfectly normal. And my motto is go out and play and go have some fun and enjoy whatever's left of the journey. Thank you.